Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah. Let's talk about the Elephant Choir.
Porcupine went walking one fine day last autumn. He spied in the sky a great red balloon. Oh my, how he was gawking. The great balloon came landing right where he was standing. To fly, he thought, in such a thing would be most outstanding. In the basket stood a baboon with eyes like two full moons and hair as purple as grapes on a vine. He sang the loveliest tune. Yes, boys and girls, it was the loveliest tune the porcupine had ever heard. And it went a little something like this.
We can go out for a ride on the wind across the skies. You seem like a decent bloke, but don't you dare to poke a hole in my balloon.
Let's talk about the Elephant Choir.
Or in the room.
Yeah, I'm just going to just do that.
If we start thinking alike, I feel sorry for you.
Oh my God. Please do not say yes, boys and girls, in the song.
I don't know. I actually liked the storyteller things where the asides, I feel like that could have sunk or saved the song, and I didn't hate it. I thought it worked okay here. Like he was basically a folk singer in a classroom with a group of children. And I thought it worked okay here.
I thought that there were a lot of lines that had too many syllables in them.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you can hear he's trying to stuff the line full instead of finding like a
way of phrasing
it. Yeah, shoehorning.
Shoehorning lyrics into songs is a song fight staple.
Yeah. It sort of just takes you out of the song, right? It distracts you because now you're noticing craft and you shouldn't be noticing craft.
You really notice it on the last line where he's like, that's why I wrote this song.
And I hate songs that reference writing songs, usually, for the most part, too.
Oh, yeah.
With the exception of Your Song by Elton John, that one gets a pass. But by and large, you know, songs talking about writing songs, normally I'm going to tune out.
So if you have large googly sunglasses, then it's okay.
That's why.
It's a license to Meta.
Off to the large googly sunglasses store for me.
I mean, it can work, but I felt like it absolutely was not necessary in this one.
Yeah.
Some of the harmonies, though. The harmonies were nice.
Oh, and the chorus, absolutely. So good.
Oh, yeah, the duet part where the female vocalist comes in, great, wonderful stuff.
Rachel was listening, and she thought that he might have been shooting for a John Prine sound, and I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was sort of Dylan-esque in its kind of folksiness, at least on the verses.
I also got that vibe as well.
Yeah, and whenever I heard the line, loveliest tune, the way that it's phrased and the way that the stress syllables go, I always heard lovely yes tune.
Yes, so, I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, no, it's loveliest. I'm sure it's loveliest because you get it later on by, you know, the associations that he's making. It's like, oh, that's what he meant. But it always sounded like lovely yes tune.
Are we going to go listen to Roundabout after this? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so the phrasing and the cadence had problems. And I think, though, you know, I kind of discount a lot of that in verses, because I think you can get away with a lot in verses, that as long as you got an okay chorus. And this had an okay chorus. But the main thing about this song was I was worried that this would turn into that super basic bitch retelling of the frog and scorpion parable. And it didn't do that. And I'm glad, because I think that's problematic. But yeah, but it didn't do that at all. So I was happy that they just fell into this magical land of dancing hippos or whatever the hell it was.
My birthday's in November. What problems do you have with scorpions?
I was about to think that I want to rewrite like the frog and the scorpion thing, but I want to do it like with Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. I just don't know who the frog is yet. Maybe Kermit. I don't know. That seems like a song waiting to happen.
I would pay to watch Kermit fight Scorpion.
Right. And at the end, when Scorpion's about to kill him, he does a friendship move instead. And then he like dances under a disco ball or something.
Well, it doesn't the end of that have to be like Miss Piggy comes out to save her man?
Oh, see, maybe. There you go.
And she comes out with her karate, and she's like, hi-ya!
Spoilers, man. Come on.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
But I do think that the chorus was really good in this song. That was it was really great.
Oh, yeah.
The complaint I had, though, is like on one chorus, you know, the porcupine is in a balloon and he's flying through the sky and he sees a hawk. And this is during the chorus. And this hawk sound goes, rah, like right in the middle of the chorus. And I'm like, turn I'm sorry, that what? Shit down.
I'm sorry, what does it do?
There's a hawk that goes, rah, or something like that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Yeah. But they do the same thing with the pop when the balloon pops, right?
Oh, they yeah, do, this do they? It just
because a pop sound sounds like a pop, apparently, or something. Or are we talking about the same thing?
I don't know. Was there a sound effect in both choruses? I only heard it in one.
It kind of threw me. I'm like, oh, okay. It's there. Yeah. I don't know why.
If you want to put that, you know, amongst your beautiful harmonies, that's your choice.